Now we go to the flu. New HSE figures show a surge in the past week. It's been impacting hospitals across the country, and Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry, is with us now. Dr. Henry, these figures that you have this afternoon, can you run through them for us?
Yes, thank you. Well, we are seeing an earlier flu season, as expected. We've seen this right across Europe, which is H3N2 variant, or a particular type of that called K subclade, which is surging across Europe now. So what we've seen in our latest data, that up to midnight on Saturday, is that the number of cases across the country have increased threefold from 2 weeks ago. And that includes presentations to emergency departments, which now in the week up to Saturday midnight were over 1,600. And the number of admissions in the week up to Saturday midnight was 657, about three times higher than they were 2 weeks before. So we're seeing, as per our predicted modelling, a surge in presentations of cases of flu. Pressures not just in hospitals, as you said in the opening remarks there, but right across our healthcare system, and GP surgeries and out-of-hours GPs as well.
A surge in presentations. Do you have the actual figure? There were 1,977 cases last week.
Yes, so what we have is for presentations to emergency departments, we had over 1,600 cases of flu up to midnight, in the week up to midnight on Saturday, versus just over 1,000 for the week before that. And for admissions to hospital, we had 657 admissions with influenza to hospital for the week up to Saturday midnight, compared to 415 the week before. And what we're seeing there, right across the spectrum of community and hospitals, is a threefold increase in impact and presentations in emergency departments and admissions over a two-week period.
A threefold increase. Is this a bad flu season?
Well, it's certainly coming in earlier. We predict that it's going to see a peak sometime around Christmas week, and perhaps a plateau for a number of weeks after. And based on our experience last year, that plateau will have an ongoing impact in healthcare for a few weeks into January, or possibly to the end of January. The impact of this particular variant in terms of severe illness is particularly in the extremes of age. So 40% of our hospitalizations occur in those over 65. But it's important to note also that 40% are in those less than 15 years of age. But can I just add is while we watch this, we're not innocent bystanders watching this helplessly as the figures go up, because there's still a lot we can do. And the most effective intervention we know is that of the vaccine. And the vaccine is very effective at preventing serious illness among vulnerable groups. And that's why we're directing that vaccine at older people, at people with chronic illness, at people whose immune system isn't working so well, for children aged 2 to 17, for healthcare workers and for pregnant women.
Well, how many operations have been postponed now as a result of what's happening?
Well, it's part of our normal of our normal operational system, that we curb elective activity to a certain degree during this during December and January, and we compensate for that later in the year. So all urgent and emergency procedures are ongoing, and most sites are carrying out elective activity, but we can expect to see a curb on what we call elective and non-urgent activity in the coming weeks in response to the demands of the acute and unscheduled care system.
The IMO says 1,000 beds, the equivalent of two large hospitals, will soon be filled with flu patients. In light of today's figures and what you're telling me now, will we need even more beds?
Well, it's as I said earlier in the interview, a surge will happen, and it will peak around Christmas week and continue for a few weeks after. But we still have levers that we can pull that will curb that trend. And as I said, the most important lever is that of vaccination, which we know is effective against serious illness, particularly in older people, also in children, and also in those vulnerable groups I mentioned.
HSE figures show 63 patients waiting more than 24 hours. Seven of those are over 75. Are older people bearing the brunt of this?
Well, we have seen, in terms of protracted stays in emergency departments over the past few years, that has disproportionately impacted on older people. And that's a reflection to some degree on an ageing population. We've seen an increase in emergency department presentations for older people since 2019 of 35%. But we have we brought a huge focus through our daily calls with all the hospitals and all the healthcare regions on addressing the impact on those most vulnerable groups, particularly older people in emergency departments. We've seen an increase in the kind of measures required to improve patient flow through hospitals, and that includes weekend discharges, 7/7 working, community responsiveness, getting patients away from hospital who no longer need to be there and getting them into more appropriate facilities. So this season, certainly in response to the pressures we faced last year and, I suppose, an ageing population, we're seeing a very strong, what we would call, operational focus on maintaining flow through hospitals to make sure we minimise risks for patients, especially older patients in emergency departments.
Well, given all that, was it a mistake not to offer an enhanced flu vaccine to over 65s?
Not at all. I would, just to point out, in case anybody's listening, because it's very important that we still protect people over 60. The vaccine we are offering is highly effective, and our vaccine program for older people is among the most effective in Europe. When you look at the uptake for last year for those aged 65 and older, it was 75%. During the pandemic, we know how successful the uptake rates were for COVID vaccine. So for flu vaccine, we see very high levels among older people in residential.
It's good that that vaccine is there, but in relation to the enhanced flu vaccine, was it a mistake not to offer it to over 65s?
Well, that judgment was made based on, as with any drugs we approve, any vaccines we approve, we have to look at both the any suggested additional effectiveness and the cost, additional cost. And based on the assessment that was made through what we call a health technology assessment, whatever additional benefits were presented in relation to this enhanced vaccine were not justified by the considerably increased costs. So, but it is important for people to understand that those who have not been vaccinated, the vaccine we are giving is effective and can prevent serious illness, particularly in vulnerable groups.
Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry, thanks for joining us.